We're out here today at the 5th Central Oklahoma Soil Health Seminar out here in El Reno, Oklahoma, talking today with Jimmy Emmons. He is a producer out here that has conservation practices implemented on his operation, and he is the guy to talk to. Jimmy, you know, we've heard from a few speakers so far today. What's some of your takeaways from today?
Well, I think the takeaway message today is to manage your land, manage your resources, pay attention to what's going on, use technology. You know, our forefathers managed their lands the best they could do with the technology they had, but they were limited. Today, we're in a world of unlimited technology, and how we use that to better utilize our land and protect our natural resources, I think, is the key.
And it's not even just limited to the technological tools. There's so many financial and federal programs out there that we could take advantage of as well.
Oh, there's lots of opportunities. I mean, government has been really, really good to us figuring out that how to help producers help themselves. And I think you need to look at programs and take advantage of them dollars and improve your systems for better management, better practices of the land.
And now I understand that you've just been elected as president-elect of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're very excited at our state meeting here in the end of February, the 26th, 7th, and 8th. We'll have our state meeting at the Embassy Suites downtown. I think's what they call it there by OU Medical. And that's where I'll become state president for the coming year. We're very excited about that and the role that plays and how we share conservation practices throughout the state. We've got 87 districts throughout the state. We've got some new tribal districts coming online. We're excited about that and how we work within partnerships with NRCS and the Conservation Commission. So very excited about the future of conservation.
Yeah. Any goals that you hope to accomplish while there?
Yeah, we're going to, this year we're going to focus on teamwork, better communications to the districts, better communications to the landowners, to the degree that they know what's going on and how available partnerships are to help them manage their lands out there. And so it's going to be a year of communication and brotherhood, so to speak, because we're all designed to work together, and a team effort is always better than an individual effort.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'll let you get back to the meeting.
Thanks a lot.